Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Yes, that's exactly what they call me around here, and so richly deserved. Mr. Humble, at your service. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, folks. Thanks for staying with me. We're very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? 15 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder and the editor-in-chief of RSL Media and a whole bunch of other things that he's going to remind us about coming up. I've watched him grow his entrepreneurial organizations over the years. It's been fun to watch as he's increasingly become an entrepreneurial leader in the country. He's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I do think you're humble. I know you for a long time. You are pretty humble.
Hey, I've got a reputation to uphold. Don't let that get out.
Sorry.
Hey, Rob, what do you look out over the landscape? You're a smart guy. You pay attention. You're a forward thinker. What do you see?
Well, it depends on who you're asking, right? Of course, I mean, I know businesses that are really struggling. I mean, I'm talking about people that have high eight-figure businesses that are really struggling. And I know a lot of people that are doing exceptionally well this year. But the one consistent thing that I see is that what COVID has done, and I'm sure you've spoken about this, is it accelerated the pace of change. And the pace of change in business has already been accelerating, certainly for as long as I've been on your show. And COVID just really accelerated. So customer experience expectations, for example, if you had a brick-and-mortar business, you know, if you didn't have a digital offering business at the beginning of COVID, you had one at the end, right?
Yep. If you're still in business.
A restaurant, for example. If you're still in, right, of course.
Yeah.
If you're a restaurant, you know, you moved to, at least certainly here in New York, you moved to outdoor dining. You made accommodations for your staff, right? Now we're working from home. All of these things were slowly happening anyway, and COVID's accelerated them. And what that does to the business owner is, you know, some business owners are better than others in thinking about strategy. They really set aside time to, and sometimes even have some peers that are involved in thinking about what the strategic direction of their business. Now everybody really had to do it, and the people who are doing it had to do it more. So I think there's a constraint on time that we've never seen before as well.
Well, there's no question about it, and you're right. I have covered this, and I wrote a piece about this a couple of weeks ago. The fact that, you know, I differentiated between the inevitable and the inconvenient. You know, it's inconvenient, and it's annoying, right, and it's maddening that we're having to do things today that we shouldn't have been doing, we shouldn't have to have done for 5 years, maybe 10 years, some of it. Certainly not until next year, maybe. That's inconvenient. Let's get over that. And then let's process the fact that what you said, that all this has really done is accelerated what we were going to be doing anyway. And so we just have to realize that things that we had a little more time, you know, prior to, you know, last January, we thought we had a couple of years to do certain things. We got a couple of days to do it, and so it's just accelerated the inevitable, hasn't it?
It has, and for those who weren't thinking forward, they now have to be thinking forward.
Yeah, and then here's the thing that really upsets me the most, Rob, and that's that small business owners were already running as fast as they could just to keep up with the technology, with the big tech companies that could just blow us out of the water with a sneeze, with their money and their power. And we're trying to keep up with all that and keep up with the different social media platforms that are coming out and all the different expectation of customers. And now you throw this in there, and not only are we having to deal with where things are now, but you and I both know that this is going to level out into some kind of what I call the new regular in 6 months or so, then we're going to have to make that adjustment. And so one of the things that I've said for a long time, and I'll get you to wrap up our segment with your response to this, for a long time, it's not enough to accept change. You have to lead change. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Those people who had businesses that could have and should have had a digital component, who did before the pandemic, were in much better shape, right? They weren't scrambling. Customers were already being served. Whereas those who had to learn from scratch, right. You know, in March, you know, in a totally different ballgame. So you have to be, I've always said this to business owners, you have to be setting aside time to thinking about how are your customers changing? How is your workforce mm-hmm. changing? How is everything around? How is the government, our government regulations changing?
And those are CEO tasks that we have to make time
exactly
to do.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to be more, less of a manager some part of the time and more of a CEO. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with Rob Levin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.